Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. This story is becoming distressingly familiar. Another attack against Christians in Nigeria, more threats by Muslim extremists. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
Boko Haram has said now publicly again, Christians must convert to Islam in northern Nigeria or they will not know peace again.
But believers are still going to church. The paradox of persecution does two things.
Nominal Christians become more serious about their faith and make it much more personal. The other thing, gospel activity can produce fruit because in times of upheaval, people are thinking about eternity.
Meanwhile, the change of government in Egypt has caused tension so severe that E3 partners Tom Doyle is expecting civil war as early as next week. Yet at the same time, there's great news coming out of Egypt. Doyle says an official recently said on Egyptian television that 3 million Egyptian Muslims have left Islam to follow Jesus. Egypt is perhaps more open to the gospel than ever in history. Pray for God to keep moving in Egypt. And did you know that the first CD player was sold in 1982? 1982 is also when For Haiti With Love launched its ministry. For Haiti With Love's Eva DeHart shares how her husband Don gained a passion for Haiti to start the ministry.
He felt that there was more to do with the Lord's money than spend it on yourself. And he went to Haiti. And when I met him, he said, I've been to Haiti. I left a part of my heart there. We come as a package.
That passion goes as they share Christ's love in building homes for Haitian families.
When you do something like this, it's a witness to the entire community.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.